Hello, and welcome back to the Pop a la Carte podcast, number 25. Woo, another milestone. And we are back after a really prolonged absence. Sorry about that. We didn't really expect to take this long, but we all got kind of, you know.
Everyone had, you know, things to celebrate.
Yeah. And vacations to, you know, family to visit and people to move.
TCAs to attend.
I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
And this week we kind of have a smorgasbord of topics because we had one major topic that we were going to discuss that we can't discuss now because Matt is sick and he's stupid and with the man flu. So we had to put off. But we will introduce that as a upcoming topic. We're going to do the MCU rewatch up until Infinity War comes out. We obviously are doing more than one movie a week because we kind of should have started at the beginning of the month and we didn't do that. We're a little bind. So we'll let you guys know what movies we're going to hopefully be doing each week, which may vary at times because there's going to be a couple times we have to do double features to get caught up. And I'm sure there will be a break, you know, at WonderCon and things like that. Mm-hmm. But this weekend we will be watching, hopefully, finally, Iron Man. Woohoo! It all started! 10 years. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
I can't believe, you know, I actually almost can't believe it's only been 10 years.
It feels like it's been forever.
Yeah.
It just, it's like so obviously part of life. Because didn't Iron Man come out the same year as The Dark Knight?
I think so.
Yeah. And that was, I was like, really? Because The Dark Knight feels even further back.
Right. Yeah.
Especially when you consider, I mean, because, because it was just 10 years since Heath Ledger died.
Oh my god, yeah.
So, yeah, it's. It feels like those were way more connected.
Right.
It's actually disconnected.
Yeah. Honestly, it feels like Heath Ledger's death was much closer in time than the movie. Even though obviously they came at the same time.
Exactly. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, yes, we will be discussing Iron Man next week. Woohoo! First, we're going to talk Oscar nominations.
We are.
Because they just came out, and there's a lot to talk about them. We should probably start with the disclaimer that we haven't seen half of
them. Hey, I've seen more of the movies than I thought I was going to see, but we definitely cannot give an objective analysis of all of them because we have not seen them all.
I think I've seen more this year than I did last year.
Oh, that's an improvement.
Does that mean it?
Yeah. And you've seen what, like two this year?
I've seen two. Well, if you count some of the, like, other acting nominees maybe?
Yeah.
Although I don't even know. No, maybe not.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out.
If you guys ever want to give us feedback, which you could totally do by leaving a review on iTunes or tweeting us at
Pop a la Carte Pod or with an accent.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. You could, you know, because we'll be trolling on with an accent if you want to. Anyway. So if you want to let us know what your faves are or which ones we should actually watch.
Yeah, really. Please tell me which ones are worth watching, because I don't know if I trust half of my friends' recommendations. And as much as I'm supposedly, you know, a journalist, I don't trust critics a lot of the time either, because I'm not sure. Yeah.
I mean, because a critic is just another person with an opinion, right?
Yeah,
they just write it
exactly.
better. So.
I don't consider myself a critic, mostly because I'm not a good reviewer, and I don't think I am. I just like to talk about the things that I see, and I'm like, this is what I thought. But that doesn't mean you should think the same thing.
Right.
And I don't always get as in-depth as I should.
That is actually my issue, too. My issue is like, okay, listen, this is how I felt about it. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. And I didn't get all of the references because I'm not that smart. Okay. No, I don't always look into subtext as most people do, which is why I'm not a reviewer.
But yeah, Call Me By Your Name is getting a lot of great buzz.
I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Mostly because I just want to see, I'm like, Italy is pretty.
We just watched the trailer to, you know, refresh and renew, and I didn't realize... I did know that it was a love story between Armie Hammer and Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, when I saw their faces together, I was like, wow.
That's an age difference. I think it's like 16 years, but I think Timothée Chalamet's character is supposed to be legal.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it is kind of a big, but that was when it came up with, what's his face? Oh, fuck, I'm gonna forget his name. The actor who, gave him shit about the age difference.
Oh.
And then Amber...
Tamblyn?
Tamblyn.
Okay.
Yes. I keep thinking Benson, but I'm like, that's not the right one. Amber Tamblyn is the one who came out and was like, when you were 60, you hit on me as a 16-year-old.
Oh, it was James Wood. It was
James Wood. Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's awful. Yeah. So yeah, he's like, how dare they have this? It's like, it's just because you're homophobic.
Right,
shut
exactly.
up.
if it was a girl, you wouldn't care because you'd be dating her.
Exactly. Because that's every movie has that. At
exactly.
least that. How many movies has Jennifer Lawrence done with somebody at least 20 years older than
her? Yeah, so many.
Same with Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. Not like,
and as we've discussed many times in our K-drama topics, it's all, every K-drama is like that.
Yeah. There's actually, mm-hmm. I think it's a Japanese movie, mm-hmm. which I still say is the scariest movie ever made. And it's called Audition.
Okay.
And it's...
Oh, Audition.
Audition.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, literally the premise of the thing is an older gentleman, and they audition girlfriends for him. But the girls think they're auditioning for a part.
Yeah.
In a, like, a role in something.
Oh, that sucks.
And it is. It's awful. And mm-hmm. But then she ends up being fucking crazy. And it's one of those movies where it's, like, I say it's scarier than anything else I've ever seen because it's real. It's not supernatural in any way.
I have to watch that movie.
It's...
I had definitely heard about it a lot, and I was planning on watching it, and then I don't know.
We keep talking about having, like, a movie night where we just watch, everybody brings, or a day where we just marathon it, the scariest movie everybody's ever seen, and I'm like, that would be my movie, but I can't watch it again. I don't think I can watch it again.
No.
It seriously fucked me up.
Oh, no.
Anyway, getting back to the actual topic.
Again. Right. Whoa.
Yeah, we really veered
off
there.
That was a foreign topic right there. Done.
There you go. Woohoo! But yeah, Call Me By Your Name looks really sweet. Although, it's funny because every time I look at it, because Timothy Chalamet is also nominated for Best Actor. Mm-hmm. Every time I look at it, I was like, you were almost Spider-Man.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was one of the final.
Oh, wow.
I was like.
I didn't know that.
He kind of has a funny looking face.
That's so rude.
I'm such a terrible. You know how sometimes some people, it's just like their face isn't really symmetrical.
Yeah.
And that bothers you.
Oh,
and
he doesn't fit the golden ratio or beauty or whatever.
Exactly.
I see.
And I'm like, it's a horrible, horrible thing. But I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen him in anything yet, so I don't know
if he would
have been.
I have literally only seen him in Lady Bird, and his part was just so, just whatever.
That... Blink and you miss it?
Or, I mean, it wasn't just... like, it wasn't blink and you miss it, like, he was in there for a while, but, like, it was just, he's just, like, a boyfriend she has, you know, like, all right.
Whatever, he's just there.
Yeah, he's just, because it's not about that, so.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I could see, like, looking at him, I could see him as a potential.
Yeah, and you know what? But... I feel like I felt that way, not specifically about the face, but, like, when Tom Holland was first.
Yeah.
Announced as Spider-Man, I was like, I guess. And now I'm like, who else could
be
Spider-Man?
Who else could
be
Spider-Man?
Who is Tobey Maguire? What is an Andrew Garfield? So.
I was actually one of the people who was really rooting for Asa Butterfield.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
I liked him in Merlin, and he's really good in the Scorsese film that he did.
Oh.
The French one.
Okay.
Hugo.
Hugo. Oh, Hugo! I love that movie! Yeah. I didn't realize that was him. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, with all the... like, ridiculous things that Tom Holland does, he was the best choice.
Yeah.
Except that dude needs to stop doing so many flips that he keeps breaking his nose.
Aww.
Anyway, we keep getting off on
poor guy. So that one looks really good. Neither of us have seen Darkest Hour, but all I heard was that Gary Oldman is...
amazing.
His performance is what makes the movie, and otherwise it's kind of worthless. My father saw it, and he was like, this was so bad. He was like, it wasn't even like, I thought it was going to be about his life, and it was just about a couple of hours, and like, nothing happened. And I was like, it was really? Called Darkest Hours.
Gary Oldman is one of those few people that, like, really disappears into a role.
And he doesn't have to go all method acting like Daniel Day-Lewis.
To do it.
But, of course.
But, I mean, this role, at least he does have a lot of makeup, but there are times that I'm like, I've watched movies, and then I realize after it was Gary Oldman, and I was like, there was nothing hiding who he was. Mm-hmm. It was really obviously Gary Oldman, but you forget it's him.
Yeah, there is no denying that he is a good actor, and he does, like you said, he really disappears in the roles. And it's just like, and so like, skipping to the topic, that topic, I'm not saying that, you know, dudes who are awful shouldn't get nominations. But it is interesting that it's sort of like, we know that he has, like, domestic violence in his past.
Yeah.
And he also says questionable things all the time. But, like, it's not really, like, a thing. You know, like, because no one has
come
forward
weird
now
how
to be like.
It was actually, somebody was talking about it at the TCAs, that because the Franco thing was such a big deal, because the Golden Globes happened during the TCAs, and it So that blew up, and it was like, okay, but nobody addresses the fact that Gary Oldman abused his ex-wife. And I said, well, same with Michael Fassbender. He has a history of domestic violence.
And Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Didn't he fucking tie Madonna to a chair or something? Like, and that's Madonna.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
And we just don't seem to care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard, because it's one of those things where it's like, well, no, because, I mean, how is that any, it's not any better than raping somebody.
No,
really.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's all things that you could be in jail for, right?
Yes.
So it's like, but you're not in jail, you're just getting your Oscar. You'd get your Oscar from jail.
There you go. But, as, you know, was reflected in this, everybody, James Franco won the Golden Globe for comedy for Best Actor. And everybody assumed he would get nominated, but that came out right before the Oscar nominations were due.
Right. Wasn't it like 3 days before or something? Like,
and it looks like it definitely had an impact.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He was actually at the SAG Awards, and I was surprised that they showed
him. Oh, really?
I don't think he did. I didn't watch any of the red carpet coverage, but like from interviews and stuff I saw afterwards, it doesn't look like there were any interviews with him. So it doesn't look like he did the red carpet, but he attended.
Yeah, that is, I guess he's trying to show that, I don't know.
Yeah.
He did. Cause I mean, I don't know, did you read his like sort of like not apology, cause he's not admitting it, but
yeah.
I was like,
it was kind of awkward.
Yeah. I was like, I understand what you're going for, but at the same time, it's like, I support women and their right to come forward. In this case, specifically, they're lying, but most of the time they're not lying.
I love how he said, it wasn't that he said they're lying. It's the facts aren't completely accurate, or the statements aren't completely accurate.
He's
like,
I didn't do anything wrong, but I apologize for what I did do, but it wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
It's like, and apparently somebody was telling me, and I don't know if this is true, but that, like, so it's all around an acting school he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's like, can we stop pretending that these acting schools are anything but a front for sexual harassment?
Yeah.
And because apparently Kevin Spacey had one, too. It's like, lovely. But I guess the rumor, this alleged, but the rumor is that he, James Franco goes for underage.
We know factually that he was trying to pick up a girl even after knowing that she was underage.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, right? So it's not like we don't know that about him.
Yeah.
And we know that his acting class had, like, or acting school had, like, getting comfortable with sex scenes class or whatever. And
oh,
I'm like,
of course.
So, like, the bare bones of the facts are definitely there.
Yeah. Yeah. But it hurt him.
Yeah.
It really hurt him. Did you see that, so the Women's March was this last weekend? Did you see Scarlett Johansson's speech, which she confirmed was about him later?
Oh.
She made a comment of, hypocrites who, you know, spout like the who support the cause, but then it turns out they're
right.
And she was like, I want my pin back, because she's one of the leaders of Time's Up, and he was wearing a Time's Up pin on the red
carpet.
I didn't
know that she said that it was about him. Like,
And she didn't say his name then, but she can, like, reporters asked her afterwards, were you talking about James Franco? And she said yes.
And that, I mean, Ally Sheedy,
I didn't actually see what she said.
She tweeted about him, and that was like, if you ever want to know why I quit acting, just look at that table with James Franco and Christian Slater. And she did a play with him. She did, like, a play on Broadway with him a couple of years back. I can't remember which one it was, but I guess that's what she was referring to. Because at first I was like, what is her connection to James Franco? I was like,
yeah,
what?
Really.
Breakfast Club and James Franco? And then I was like, oh, they were on Broadway together. So.
Wasn't Christian Slater, too?
Right. Apparently Christian Slater did something. I don't know what that was. I'm sure that's something, you know.
Further back.
I was like, maybe she's just talking about the table that he's at because
but
of James Franco,
would
but
mention,
she's specifically
if you specifically mentioned
later too.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting on with the nominations.
Right. Okay.
I have seen Dunkirk, which, you know, is technically amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful movie, but is, I don't know, I'm getting tired of World War II.
Yeah.
That's World War I, isn't it?
I think it's World War I.
Yeah, that's World War I. I don't know. Every movie is about those wars, but that's because they're the most, like, documented, obviously,
right,
and kind of had a huge impact. But it feels like you make a movie, especially considering The Darkest Hour is in there, too, you make a movie about one of the world wars, and you're gold, and you're going to be in the Oscars.
I feel like because it's, like, not about, it's not really about anyone, right? Like, it's just the whole...
It is, but it isn't, and it's weird the way that the storytelling happens, because it's, like, three different stories, basically, and they kind of happen at different rates.
Oh, okay.
So one's happening over, like, an hour, and one's over 3 days, or something like that. Like, it's, yeah, it's really interesting, and the way he brings it together and makes it actually make sense, mm-hmm. it could have been really difficult, but it actually does work. So, oh, good. I mean, it does deserve it.
Yeah. I well, just, especially you know, for, like, the directing and whatnot.
Yeah, it's just not a movie I never want to watch again.
Yeah, I
just,
wouldn't... First off...
It's really long.
I didn't want to watch it because the trailer was just, like, a fucking, like, 5-minute long scene yeah. before Rogue One. And so yeah. I was like, when is Rogue One starting? It was just a fucking Dunkirk scene. So then I was like, I don't want to see this movie ever. But aside from that, I'm not big on war movies. And also, yeah. I'm... Yeah, I need to be, like, personally invested. I can't really be like, oh, this is a nice overview.
Yeah, I didn't care yeah. if any of the characters that I was introduced to lived or died, really. Right. So maybe definitely... Kenneth Branagh? Kenneth... But that's about it. Because Kenneth Branagh,
exactly. I definitely do want to watch it just because I like to try to see all of the nominees. Just yeah. just to see
maybe how I'll challenge myself to try and see them all this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. How it compares to theirs, you know? Like, do I and the old white men on the Oscar... do we agree? How much do we agree?
Unlikely, but you know, you can try.
Yeah,
Get Out. We both saw. Yeah. Yay, that's the one we both saw.
Right?
That's
yes.
it.
Yeah, I think that is. I think it's the one we both saw, and I loved Get Out. I was yeah. really like,
I did not know what I was. One of those people who did not know what it was going in. I knew that it was not what it seemed.
Right.
I had heard that, but I didn't know what it was, and I was absolutely blown away. I was like, this yeah. is amazing, and I don't think half of these people got it.
Right. I mean, I hadn't seen a single trailer for it because, like, all I knew is it was a horror movie written by Jordan Peele. So I was like, well, obviously, yeah. I'm gonna support it.
Yeah.
So I went with some friends. None of us knew what it was about. We saw it and it was just totally, yeah, like you said, it was like blown away. Totally special. Like, it was both. It was scary, but like also hilarious and also like moving.
Yeah.
You know, like that moment. And
yeah. And how many movies can you say that about?
Yeah, exactly. And like in that moment in like the theater when like the cop car comes, like the cop shows up. At the end, and everyone gasps, like, oh shit, this is bad. It's like everyone understands.
Yes.
This is.
Yeah.
Because normally we'd be like, yay, the cops are here.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fuck, not the cops.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, it's a great movie, but I know that, like, if you know beforehand, obviously it loses some of its impact.
Yeah.
But I still think it's good, regardless.
Yeah.
Because it's not all about the twist.
And I think... I can't remember if it's the first time it's happened or if it's one of those, like, it's only happened this many times, so we're still going to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so Jordan Peele got nominated for, he's produced it, mm-hmm. he directed it, and then he wrote it. So mm-hmm. he got nominated for all three categories, and it's, like, the first time that that's,
oh.
it's either the first time that a black man has,
yeah.
or a black person
has
had
that,
gotten
yeah.
all three, or it's still so rare that we yeah. still were like, hey, wait, he got all three.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Which is awesome.
And also, yeah. you know, it's a marketing, success story because yeah. it's like on such a small budget and then got over $100 million.
Yeah.
So you go and, Get Out.
And it feels like, you know, as much as people weren't aware what it was to begin with, I don't know of anybody who walked out disappointed because it was something else.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I guess you have to be like a really specific type of person
to be an asshole and be like, fuck
yeah,
you,
exactly. not like it. Like to be like the people in the movie.
yeah, you basically have to be. Hey, wait, that's about me.
yeah. That reminds me. I don't know if I already told you this, but I thought it was so funny. Like people kept tweeting Chelsea, like, "Were you? Was your family upset when they saw the movie? Or like when they? What did your family think of the script or whatever? Like, or what did you think of the script?" And she's like, "Yeah, my family and I cried because we didn't realize he was gonna give away all our secrets or whatever."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny. And the best part of that movie came out what in January, didn't mm-hmm. it? It was
like end of January, I think.
I think so. And the fact that it's still getting nominated when, you know, the awards people basically all the people who have the power
yeah.
of nominating and voting have the shortest term memories.
Exactly. That's another marketing success story.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Just like kept that in the conversation all year long.
Yep. That is fantastic.
And so, it's probably yeah. one of the only, like, I would say it's probably the only movie this year that's going to be in the cultural consciousness. Like, now you say, like, Get Out, like, you know what that means,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
And, like, the sunken place, like, that's part of the conversation
yeah.
now.
That's
so,
a very good point. So now I feel like it wins just because of that.
It
no matter what,
the zeitgeist.
It's going to be one of those movies where it won't win,
uh-huh.
but it'll be... You'll look back on it, mm-hmm. and you're almost going to be like, it should have, because it's the only one that actually, like, in 10 years, how many of these are anybody
right.
going to remember?
Right.
Because that's always the worst part, is, like, half the time, the person who wins, you're like, nobody cares about that movie anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even, like, once it won, you've already forgotten. Yeah. By the
time... I still say the worst Oscar winner of all time was Crash.
Oh my god!
That movie's so bad.
When I was young and naive, I did love that movie. Oh, and now, in retrospect, now I'm like, oh, that wasn't that great. But back then, I was like, I love Crash! Why are people mad that it won? I didn't understand.
Wasn't that a Harvey Weinstein...
Probably.
Maybe.
Oh, Miramax? That he pushed, probably. Like,
I thought so. It was one of the... Because I thought that was part of the reason people were pissed was...
Oh, really?
They bought it, basically. Oh. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm going to look it up because we're too...
Somebody can correct us later. It's funny how that movie is actually sort of like Valentine's Day or I Love You, New York or, you know, like all those...
Yeah.
Or he's just not that into you. Just like, oh, look at all these stories and how they sort of like intertwine.
But it's important because they kind of sort of look at... issues we weren't. They just don't do them very well.
Right. I mean, yeah, like, I think
it's a sensationalized way.
Right. It was important for its time because people, like, the target audience is also the people that aren't going to get it or, like, aren't going to understand it. And then they see that and they're like, oh, suddenly I connect with it because Sandra Bullock is talking about it or whatever, you know? So in that sense, I think that's why I liked it a lot when I was younger because I was like, I feel like it's good to open these conversations up. But the movie itself is not. It's not good. No. Anyway, moving on. That is not related.
We're Lady just going Bird. Down the list here.
Lady Bird. I did see this one. She did not.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good movie. Say her name again.
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan does a great job. She is a great actress.
I just said her generation's Meryl Streep, where she's just gonna get nominated for everything she's in, and she deserves it. But at a certain point, you're gonna be like, and there's Saoirse Ronan again.
You gotta portion it out.
Maybe people will learn how to say her name because there of it.
Yeah, people learn how to say her name. But yeah, I did enjoy the movie, but I feel like it's getting like a lot of press and a lot of praise that I don't think it needs that much praise. Like it was good. It wasn't bad.
I've been told that basically people who I know who saw it, that they're like, I am the target audience. I thought this was the most boring movie I'd ever seen. And it actually reminded me of, like, I actually saw Manchester by the Sea after the Oscars last year. I watched it on a plane because I won't give Casey Affleck money.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why that was nominated for so many awards because that was one of the most boring movies I had ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, it just kind of was. And I didn't care about any of it. Like, I feel I should feel bad that the people died, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made myself get through the whole thing because I started it, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to power through. But man, I almost fell asleep like 5 times in that movie. But anyway, but that's what I'm hearing about Lady Bird, which is unfortunate.
I mean, I definitely did enjoy it, and my friend Cammy that I saw it with also, she liked it probably more than I did, but we both enjoyed it. But I wasn't, like, it wasn't something that I would write home about, you know? So it's like,
But it got nominated for so many things, and you're like, well, yay, female-led stories, but can we get ones that are maybe a little...
I mean, the thing, it's like, I think it's because it's just, like, this is the year that they are like, we should have to do that. Because, like, of course, there have been better female-led stories in the past, you know, that just get overlooked.
Yeah.
You know, and probably even this year that we didn't even see because no one wanted to trot it out.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like, that is probably another success story in terms of, like, pushing a smaller project to be the topic of conversation and to garner all these awards because it's writing cultural change. But it's not necessarily the project that I would give it to.
Yeah.
Phantom Thread, we just watched the trailer. I don't fucking know what's going on.
I don't care what's going on. And I've seen a lot of stories the last like couple days where they're just basically like, and they nominated Paul Thomas Anderson because they just really like to nominate Paul Thomas Anderson. So, and of course, it's Daniel Day-Lewis's final movie if he really sticks to this, which for his family's sake, I really hope he is retiring.
Oh, God. Seriously.
Because can you imagine living with a method actor like that? Like, some of the characters he's played, this one doesn't seem quite as bad as some of the ones he's played in the past.
Right.
So maybe this one wasn't as bad to live with.
But it's still weird. Like, it would still be weird to, like, if he's, like, being another
person.
Like, I don't know how he does, like, what exactly he's doing there.
Like,
but...
how does anybody does Jared Leto even have anybody that would live with him? Because it's the same thing, right?
Right, yeah.
And he plays awful people, so...
Also, these are not, like, people say that this is, like, method acting, but this is literally the opposite of method acting. So I just want everyone to know this is inverse method acting. You're not doing it right. Method acting is when you take things from your life and then sort of, like, filter that to, like, oh, when the character is sad because the dad died, you're like, oh, when my cat died, I cried. I'm gonna cry now like that. Like, that's method acting.
Not you become the person exactly. So you're not even acting anymore. Really.
Yeah. I don't know what this is, but that's...
You learned something new on the podcast today.
I guess it's sort of like, it's like osmosis and diffusion, right? Not the same thing, but like how everyone says osmosis now, even though osmosis is only diffusion with water, and diffusion is all other things, but now it doesn't matter. Now it's just osmosis. So that's what method acting is now. It's just...
We were actually talking about how the other day Matt was saying, why do we use decimated to mean destroying everything?
Oh, yep.
When originally it just meant literally taking 1 out of 10. That's why it's decimated. Yep. It's 1 out, like, that's what it means. You don't destroy everything. You just destroyed 1, and then you still have 9 left. And, like, yeah.
That's so funny.
I was like, I didn't know that.
It's just how language just evolves, right? And then it leaves you behind.
Yes.
It's just... anyway. Yeah, it doesn't seem to... I mean, I guess it's a love story, and also
it's probably going to be the last one on my list of things I want to see out of the ones that I still haven't seen on this list.
Same.
Although, The Shape of Water, I still don't know if I can see it, just because I don't know about fish sex.
I believe in you. Honestly, like...
Can somebody just tell me when that scene happens? I can leave, and then come back in the room when it's over.
It'll be easy. Okay. Anytime they're in the bathroom... You just close your eyes. Just
close your eyes.
Well, I mean, walk if away. Sally Hawkins is in the bathroom and the fish man is in the bathroom, close your eyes or walk away.
Okay.
If Richard Jenkins is in the bathroom, you're fine.
Okay. There's no gay fish sex. It's just heterosexual fish.
Okay. I'm done. Anyway.
Yeah. Because I want to see it because I love Guillermo del Toro's style. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want, and it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is a very
why fish sex
sweet.
Couldn't that been the one? Call Me by Your Name does the homosexual like artsy fartsy. Yeah. You can't actually show them having sex or anything.
Although
or
to even, be fair, they don't show fish sex in Shape of Water either.
Oh, okay.
You just know that it's happening. You don't see it, so
but still,
there's I mean, I still was uncomfortable. I was still like, but
I don't have.
Yeah. But I did love the movie outside of that, like. The performances were all excellent, and the tension was, like, I was, you know, I was like, oh, are they gonna get out, or is it, you know, is what's-his-face, creepy eye man, gonna stop them? What is this guy's name?
Okay. Michael Shannon?
Yes, Michael Shannon. And he was a very, like, even though he was a disgusting character, he was awful, but he was very compelling in his awfulness. Mm-hmm. And of course, Sally Hawkins did an excellent job, and Octavia Spencer needs lead roles. Like, she always does this kind of role so excellently, and like, she really, like, breathes life into the film. But but yes, give her a different role. Let Sally Hawkins be her friend next time.
There you go.
So, and I'm sure Doug Jones did a great job as the fish man.
I mean... He is good in those?
Yeah.
Who else could do it? Because nobody else is that scary, thin, and tall.
That's true. I mean, that's true.
He's great in the roles that he does, but, you know, yeah.
It's very specific. It's very specific roles.
It's a very specific position he's filling.
I also saw The Post, and that's one of those, like, you know, a good, it was enjoyable, like, it reminded me of why I think that the press and reporting is important, even though our version of it is entertainment, but still it's important.
Entertainment is important.
Exactly. We are in, and there's, you know, news now that is important coming out of entertainment, even if it's unrelated.
Entertainment says a lot about the world.
Exactly.
There you go. The Post, that's why the movie was made. He rushed it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because basically it's like, okay, the press is being attacked, so let's really quickly make
and this so, movie. And so, in terms of that, like, it made its point, and it was really enjoyable, but it is just kind of like, you know, it's not doing anything, like, that hasn't been done.
Yeah. It's one of many that have been done like this before. Yeah.
And Free Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So this one's had a lot of controversy. And I feel like I understand why people are offended by it and upset by its depiction of racial tensions, because it was definitely written by someone who does not understand racial tensions in America.
I feel like if you're a white person who's going to write this, you should at least have been a white person from this country.
Right. Yeah. And also, like, the movie did not in any way require an examination of racial tensions, which it did not do very well. So if they had just taken out, like, that one scene and just had Sam Rockwell be a good-for-nothing cop who liked to take justice into his own hands with the white people in town, because everyone was white. It's not like there was black people present, or any other people, other than, again, one scene where this girlfriend of Frances McDormand's ex shows up and is like, oh, it was a fat little Mexican boy. He looked fat and he was Mexican, probably. And I was like, oh, so those people also exist and we will not see them. And these characters are racist against them. Good to know. Glad. Yeah. So, nice. So just take those out that were unnecessary moments and the movie would be exactly the same. Is that movie good? I guess you decide. I did not like it, but I did like the same exploration that he always does in all his stuff, which is like the cycle of violence, right? Like, you want justice, you want to escape violence, or you want to escape the life that you have, that you're stifled by, but the only way that you see out of it is through enacting more violence. So yes, he continues to explore that.
Do you think he'd put in the mm-hmm. racial stuff just because, what, like, it's Missouri and we all know they're racist?
I feel like that's, it's like, hey, pretty much, like, these characters are racist, by the way. And I was like, oh, thanks. I would have, like, thought they were not.
Otherwise. Yeah, I know. We would have thought they would be the only people from Missouri who are not.
Exactly. Like,
sorry, Missourians.
Yeah. That's, or whatever you're called. It was just so, just, like, sprinkled on, like, and that's why it was interesting to me that that was such a topic of conversation, because when I watched the movie, it was so, you know,
yeah,
it was just there. Just to, well, annoy me.
Does it sound like the press, like, I haven't actually read anything mm-hmm. really about this. Like, I barely mm-hmm. heard about this movie, and then all of a sudden it's winning all these awards. I'm like, wait, what? Frances McDormand's in it. That's all I knew. I was like, I kept seeing her.
I mean, I know that that is the aspect that made a lot of members of the press not like the movie, and therefore oh, okay. hope it didn't win.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bad movie outside of that, but... But even so, like, it's interesting to me that, like, the only things I had heard about the movie were the depiction of racial tensions. So when I went in, I was expecting it to be, like,
about that.
Mudbound.
Yeah.
But bad. And instead, it was not at all. Like,
do you think then that, like, uh-huh. you know, the old white men who make up the majority of the Academy are voting for it because they're like, we're supporting discussion, and it's like, yeah, but you're supporting the wrong right. discussion.
It's possible that they're doing that, or it's possible that they just don't, you know,
they thought it was a good movie.
They don't even know.
They're so disconnected, they don't know.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, bad movie the cycle of violence in small towns, you know? Mm. I'm like, all right, cool. But Frances McDormand, like, the performance is elevated in the movie. Like, that's the only reason why they're here, I think. Like, yeah. when the movie's here. If it was other randos who weren't really trying, then I don't think Martin McDonagh would be nominated for a screenplay or whatever.
Do we think they'll give the award to Frances McDormand after she basically said, fuck you, I don't want any more awards at the SAG Awards? Because that's basically what she said.
I mean, that's kind of... Because, like, on the one hand, it's like, okay, fine, we won't give you an award, which would be the logical thing to do.
Yeah.
And the other hand, it could be like, fuck you, we are going to give you an award!
Here's another doorstop, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Just so that we can, you know, not give it to other actresses who deserve and desire it. Because yeah. we like to give it to the wrong people anyway.
Yeah.
So we may as well do it on purpose. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was a complex role and that she did it very well. Because it mm-hmm. was like a very unlikable woman. But like, she's not likable because she's got so much going on. So like, in that sense, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked her performance, but I don't know. I feel like, I hope they don't give it to her, because that would be logical. Because
it's kind of funny that, you know, uh-huh. she's like, give it to somebody else next time. It's like, you showed up to get the right? award. You could have just phoned it
just
in.
Not done
like,
yeah.
you didn't have to come.
They could have accepted it on your behalf. Could you actually, you could refuse it, right? Like, you'd be like, I recuse myself from this nomination. Or not even, you, because you nominated yourself. Like, you set yourself in, right? You have to submit.
Do they submit, or is it the studio? The studio probably does.
Studio,
oh,
you
think,
but
they, if they were like, don't submit
exactly,
me,
then you're not going to submit her yeah. against her will. Yeah.
You would think.
One would think. That's true. I guess maybe they could just do it on without her. Yeah. But if
you... the Emmys, I think
mm-hmm.
they can submit themselves.
Yes, Emmys you can submit yourself.
Yes, I know that. But I don't know about any of the other ones.
Yeah, maybe for Oscars you can't submit yourself, but presumably your people are submitting you.
Yeah.
Or the studio or the whatever.
So, but like presumably once, if you don't want it,
yeah, you tell once people you get, do not want exactly. it. Exactly. Once you get, the second you get nominated, right? Be like, excuse me, I don't want it. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't give it to me. Yeah. Start doing press. The media would be all over that. Because yeah. they're like, what? She's rejecting it.
Exactly.
And then see what happens.
Right. And then she'd still get
the award.
But that would be, someone should do that. Meryl, do it this time. Do it now.
Somebody do it so we can see. Or Frances McDormand, you've got a few weeks until right. the, exactly. like, do it. Be that person.
Yeah.
You got nominated. Now campaign against getting the award.
See what happens. Campaign against yourself. But
pick one of the young ladies who wants a doorstop. Let's yeah. see. Who do we think she meant? So obviously she doesn't mean Meryl.
She doesn't mean Meryl, no.
Because Meryl's got enough to.
Well, Sally Hawkins won one. Oh wait, Academy Award nomination for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. So she was nominated once.
Saoirse Ronan has been nominated 3 times.
Okay.
She's not won. So there you go.
All right. So,
but then we just said we didn't think that movie was good enough.
So well, yeah, but she her performance is good. Mm-hmm. But if I were giving it to someone, I would probably give it to Sally Hawkins.
Margot Robbie was
Yeah,
really
Margot
good
Robbie did a good job, too. Yeah, she did a good job, too. So it's not like...
And, dude, she had to learn ice skating.
Yeah. Like, of these, like, no one is undeserving.
Yeah.
Except that Meryl didn't do anything she doesn't normally do, so take her out. Frances doesn't want it, take her out. But I wouldn't be upset if Sally, Margot, or...
Saoirse
won it. Okay. Like, any of them would be fine.
All right.
I think Saoirse probably has more time. But then again, Margot is supposedly 27 years old, so she also has more time.
Supposedly.
I don't believe. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't believe she's only 27.
What? I didn't know she only 27, huh?
But, right?
Supposedly.
But no. Yeah. No. No. It's all right, honey. It's okay. I don't judge you. I just...
That's just... It says a lot about Hollywood.
Yeah.
You have to fake it.
Yeah.
That's weird. How can you fake it in this day and age, though?
Right?
Somebody's gonna find that birth certificate.
Yeah. I mean, Rebel faked it for a while. Rebel Wilson did.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember how old she actually is, but she is...
If somebody really wants to, and she... If that's really not true, somebody's gonna find it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sure. It's gonna be worse, because you...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sad times.
Anyway.
Lead actor. Who do we think are... Well, Gary Oldman's gonna win. But yeah. I would love to have seen Daniel Kaluuya.
I would love to see him. He did so well. And also just like... I mean, not that it's like... It's not a big deal. Everyone pretends to be American when they're not now. But like, I definitely... If I had not been such a huge fan of Skins, I would have literally no idea.
I had no idea he was...
That he's British.
Until I started seeing interviews right after the movie. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it did not in any way affect his performance.
I feel like, well, Gary Oldman's performance is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Because I almost feel like it's a Lifetime Achievement Award, but he actually deserves it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, we were talking about before, off recording. What do you call it? It's not off camera.
Off the record.
That Sam Rockwell, it feels like he's getting that award as a Lifetime Achievement Award,
but
he doesn't actually deserve it for what he's getting it for.
Nothing's really going on in that movie that needs an award for. Yeah. Woody Harrelson also doesn't really need an award for that movie, but I felt like the movie was more about him than it was about Sam Rockwell. So.
Yeah, supporting actor, we really would like to see Christopher Plummer win it.
Yes, because for not being Kevin
just
Spacey.
Because honestly, that was amazing that they did that.
Yeah.
Because that's like, that's really cool. And supposedly he's the oldest nominee ever.
Yeah.
Which,
so,
like, give it to Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, don't let this time pass, all right?
Although, did he win? He did win one of, like, a few years ago for something. I think that was the first time he actually won.
Was he nominated for Beginners, or did I make that up? Christopher Plummer. Because I love that man. And I think that he deserves things. Oh, yep. Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, Beginners.
Yeah. And that was a big deal at the time because he hadn't, I don't think, ever won before.
Mm-hmm. And Beginners was such a good movie.
I haven't actually seen it.
It was such a sweet movie. I love that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
Anyway, moving on. So he deserves it. I haven't seen the movie. I just know he deserves it. If you're giving out a Lifetime Achievement Award.
There you go.
That's who deserves it. I haven't seen...
Supporting actress is going to be Allison Janney because she's won it for absolutely everything else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even...
I don't even think that's the question.
Yeah. Mary J. Blige was wonderful in Mudbound, and Octavia was wonderful in Shape of Water, and Laurie Metcalf was also wonderful in Lady Bird. So, all these performances were great, except for Leslie Manville, because I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know about it. But yeah, all the performances, again, it's like nothing more. It's like I wouldn't be offended if any of them won.
Yeah. Director is gonna go to Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, and I think that is warranted, just because I feel like Christopher Nolan, Jordan Peele, and Guillermo del Toro are all excellent choices. Greta Gerwig, I mean, just, it would, like, if she won, I wouldn't, like, throw things at the TV. Yeah. But
she's only the fifth woman ever nominated for Best Director.
Yeah, but I still, I don't know, again, like, Lady Bird didn't, like, speak, and even as someone with a very difficult relationship with their mother, which is what this movie is about.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, you know, this speaks to me, which I feel like it would if it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What animated is... feature is going to go to Coco.
And it should. I haven't
seen any of those nominees at all.
Oh, really? Okay, so listen.
I haven't had time since Coco came out to see it. I want to see it so bad.
Definitely have to see Coco. And I have to say, I went and when I was in Peru, I saw Coco and I forgot, because my aunt wanted to see a movie. And so I was like, Coco was so good, we should see it. And I forgot that animated movies there are going to be dubbed. You know, they very rarely have the sub option. And I also forgot, or I never had heard about the fact that the entire cast from Coco is in the dub version. Like, it's just the same actors.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that was because, the fact that they even had a cast where everyone speaks Spanish to begin with. So they could do the Spanish version. And the songs were, sounded better in Spanish. And, you know, there was, a couple of lines of dialogue where I was like, that's a little weird, but, not because it's wrong, but just because it's, something I'm not used to or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but it was almost a better movie in Spanish than it was in English. I was like, oh my god, this is so great. I'm so happy that I experienced this.
That's great.
But,
that's
so cool. Yeah. And Jaime Camil from Jane the Virgin, and of course, he's a huge telenovela star in Mexico, but he plays the dad in Coco. And my mother, recognized his voice, and so, that was why she loved the movie. You're just like, oh, Jaime Camil's so wonderful. Let's talk about him for the next hour. Awesome. So yes. Anyway, I haven't seen the others. Well, except Boss Baby does not deserve to be there. I do know that.
Yeah, because we would just, found out that Lego Batman was a 2017 movie. Why is that not on there? Because it's, the best Batman movie ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ever made!
It's the most true to the Batman.
Yes, it is the truest. Batman, really? It is the truest. The truest film. Except for the minor flirtation between Batgirl and Batman.
That can
keep it. But otherwise, yes. It definitely better than Boss Baby. So I don't know what's going on there. Was it someone just forgot? They were just like, we need a fifth movie.
Yeah, probably. Although, haven't they for animated feature just not had? If, it didn't really get votes, they just didn't have five in the category.
I feel like that's happened.
I feel like there's been, three before. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Maybe none of them saw Lego Batman.
Yeah, clearly. Ugh, haters. Yeah, exactly. And adapted screenplay is the first category where Disaster Artist is not shut out.
Yeah, because Franco had nothing to do with adapting the screenplay, apparently.
Yeah. I did start reading the book, The Disaster Artist, just because my friends and I recently had a room screening, a screening of The Room, and boy, was that movie fucking hysterical.
Oh, it's so great. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it, because it's even more horrific than you think it's going to be, because it's so bad. It is so bad.
It is.
How did anybody,
But it just proves that if you have so much determination and so much money, you can achieve whatever you want.
Yes.
You want to make a fucking terrible movie? It's totally nonsensical.
My favorite is the part where it's like, hey, the mom, I have breast cancer. God, mom. Why are you making this all about you? Yes. And it's just because apparently, I guess, putting in cancer is that's going to get us an award.
Right.
Somebody has cancer. That's so bad.
And those sex scenes. And I can't.
Every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Every 5 seconds. And it's the same sex scene with Tommy and Lisa. They're the same sex scene, only just cut differently.
Yeah, and different music in the background.
Yeah.
And he's humping her stomach. It's incredible.
If you have, at the very least, have you ever watched the Honest trailer for The Room?
Yes!
My god, at least watch the Honest trailer, because it is, they don't even have to stretch for that one, because it's true. That's all, that is the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so bad. But yes, I still want to see The Disaster Artist, but now I can't give it money because exactly. Franco.
Fucking James Franco.
And surprise, Logan actually got a nomination.
Yeah.
Is that the only comic book nomination this year?
I feel like it is.
I don't know. Yeah. We haven't gotten to the...
Oh, wait. Oh, comic book. Yeah. I was like, technically, Star Wars has comic books. So, just kidding. But it's not an
adaptation. It's not an adaptation. It didn't start as a comic book.
No, exactly. But yeah, I did really love Logan. So, I'm...
I didn't, but that's... I completely admit my bias that I'm not a Wolverine fan. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, everybody thinks it's one of the best things ever made, and I'm like, meh.
Right.
But I've only seen it once, and I feel like I should watch it again, because maybe I would be better with it.
Yeah,
I just, like, there's so much fucking bloodshed.
Right, exactly. There's definitely stretches that I'm uncomfortable with in the movie, but I just like how committed it was to the vision, and how,
yeah.
I don't know, I think it's like they really painted a picture of, like, this, like, catastrophic event that happened to the X-Men without ever really explaining what it was, but, like, you still feel like this is the aftermath. So that was interesting.
I feel like that whole part with the family in the middle, though, was completely unnecessary.
It made me feel so bad.
It was awful.
These nice people, like, and they didn't let one of them live.
I know.
Like, they're not even a fucking kid. I'm so mad. God, I hate that part.
Yeah.
And, like, it didn't do anything but just make you feel really shitty, so whatever.
The only thing I like about it is that, you know, if it really is supposed to be a callback to the Wolverine,
mm-hmm.
the movie, where, you know, what's-her-face has that, she says she has a vision of his death, and it's, you know, you're holding your heart in your hand, and mm-hmm. so he's holding his daughter's hand. I was like, okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been able to watch it again, because there's just, it feels like they got the rated R. And so they're like, woohoo, we can show all the really graphic killing.
It's definitely draining.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I haven't seen Molly's Game, so I don't know anything about that.
No, me neither.
But Mudbound...
I haven't seen anything.
Mudbound was another film that was really good and also draining. But it was very good. And I've seen a lot of people say, like, you know, Dee Reese was shut out for director, and I definitely agree with that. Like, she definitely could have.
Maybe she deserved it over Greta Gerwig.
Like, if you can only have one woman, then yes, I would pick Dee Reese.
Is that the Amazon movie, or is
it? It's Netflix. But yeah, okay. It was a very touching film, though. So
watch it.
Yeah, so you should definitely see it. It's on Netflix. You know, it's long, but it is worth it. Original screenplay. Big Sick. That's one that, you know.
Yeah. I just watched that on the plane on the way back from the UK. And I thought that was very, very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I thought it was worthy of... I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
from what I'm hearing on some of the other movies, I feel like it deserved to have been nominated.
Right, like in the year, in this year.
But then again, it's not a good year for movies. Yeah. It's kind of meh.
Like, I wouldn't have nominated it for performances, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, honestly... No, if I hope I don't like Zoe Kazan. she just kind of grates on me a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
So that brings it down.
I thought Holly Hunter and Ray Romano were really good. Yeah,
they were good. They were good. And I didn't even realize it was Ray Romano. You know?
Yeah.
But until, like, I feel like near the end, I was like, wait a second. but yeah, I did really enjoy their story. And I mean, I liked it as Kamal's journey, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a very sweet movie. And like I told you, like, my one issue with it was that the South Asian women that were in it were really kind of like a parade of stereotypes until the one played by Vera Lowell, who actually had a name. I think her name was Khadija or Khadija.
Can't remember.
But either way, she's not, that actress is not Pakistani or South Asian at all. She's actually half black and half white. So that's what I was like. It's a little weird. Like, yeah. I know she kind of, like, has, like, that look where it's like, oh, okay, but, like, if you're
trying... It's not the same thing.
Exactly. Like, if you're trying to... Because this is really telling... Like, he's telling his own personal story, you know, of being Pakistani, but also, you know, American. So it's like, you know, you played yourself. You could do the...
I just kept watching, like, every time his dad was on screen, I was like, Bend it like Beckham.
I love that dad. I fucking love him.
He's amazing.
Yeah. I love any movie that has him in it, I will watch, because he's so great.
He's so awesome.
But yeah, it was a very sweet movie, and, like, normally I wouldn't say it needs Oscars, but like you said, this year, it could have gotten a few more Oscars.
This year kind of sucked for Oscar-caliber films. A lot of them were... And in some ways, the fact that it did probably let some films in that, like, I think if we had gotten a lot more at the end of the year, Get Out would have been shut out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a good thing.
Right. Like, if Get Out wins something out of this, it will be a good thing.
Yes. But will it?
Exactly. We'll see. We'll
Original
see.
Screenplay. What else?
Cinematography.
I don't feel like anything.
You're.
Well, I feel. So, yeah.
Blade Runner 2049. It's your boo. I'm just kidding.
Is it really? Yeah. No. No, it's not. It honestly. Well, and I know a lot of people who are upset that Villeneuve didn't get nominated for director.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is a beautiful movie, and he did a really good job of capturing, like, the problems I have with it aside, he did a really good job capturing that world.
Mm-hmm.
So cinematography, yes. Mm-hmm. I think it deserves that. I don't know if it's going to win. To be honest, out of those movies, from what I've seen,
yeah,
Blade Runner probably deserves it the most, but... Mm-hmm. It's probably, I think people are speculating Shape of Water's
going to Yeah, win. I feel like Shape of Water's going to get a lot of those awards that are, you know, the ones where, like, people don't necessarily know what goes into them. I don't know.
That's the, it looked pretty.
Yeah.
It was filmed pretty.
Exactly.
Award. That's what, exactly. For those who don't know, right? We haven't seen any of the documentaries or live action shorts. Sorry, guys. So, and I haven't seen any of the foreign language films.
Look at
either.
We are terrible. Because you know what? That this should be something that we're going to work on.
How about we make... No, we have to see if we can actually get them. I was going to say, how will we make that a goal? Watch those before the thing.
I'll look for them. We'll
see
the
if
goal.
We can find them.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
And then we can, we will go. Baby Driver getting some nominations. It's all editing and sound editing and stuff. But hey,
well,
that's
cool. You know, that sound editing, that's like... That's really the movie.
Yes! I haven't actually seen it yet.
I watched it on the plane, and I don't know what I was expecting from it. So I can't say, like, it exceeded or did not exceed my expectations. But it was just, like, I was like, it was an interesting film, you know?
Yeah.
With an interesting performance from Ansel Elgort.
Ansel Elgort.
Yeah.
Elgort.
Sure. Sure, that guy. So yeah, I did find it very interesting. I wasn't particularly entertained by a lot of it. A lot of it I was like, okay, I'm waiting for the next thing.
Yeah.
And also, I do love girl whose name I can't remember, Cinderella.
I don't remember her name
well,
either.
Either way, she's British. She's very British.
Yes.
And she's American in this. And she's one of those actresses where you can really, really tell that she is British. And that accent was just awkward. It would have made more sense if she was just a British girl who, for whatever reason, decided to come to America. And that's why she was very willing
Lily
to go
something?
On the run.
Lily James.
Lily James. I knew there was a James in there somewhere.
Well, I just watched The Alienist the other day, and it's really great. But, like, Daniel Brühl sounds like a German person trying to do an American accent. And you can hear, it's like, just... fucking make him German.
Yeah.
Like, he's a new immigrant.
Like, I don't know why they do that. Yeah, because when it affects the performance, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't get past it. I'm like, no, this is Daniel Brühl.
Yeah.
Who has a very thick accent, which is fine, but it doesn't sound like an American.
Right.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Oh, and then there's Star Wars Last Jedi for sound editing.
Is that the only thing it got nominated for?
Probably. Sound mixing. Who knows? I mean, I know the difference because I've heard them discuss it on the Oscars, but, like, who actually, like, when they're nominating things, do they know the difference? I don't think so.
It actually got it nominated for original score, too. Which,
oh, okay.
Yeah, go John Williams.
Finally.
It's not going to win, probably, but,
right.
You know, what else? I'm going to guess, like, Dunkirk wins that one.
Right.
They like Hans Zimmer, too.
They do. Original song. Ooh. Well, Remember Me should win. Done. You're welcome. Actually, I wonder if Pasek and Paul will win, because, okay.
That was what I was wondering, too, because, I don't know.
Because apparently the Emmys hate them, but otherwise people are obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone was talking about how they were going to get
an EGOT
because of Flash, but then they weren't even nominated for that song. And I was like, what's wrong with this song? It's better than the La La Land song. But...
Yeah, really.
but yeah, but everyone else loves them. Tonys love them. Oscars love them.
That's weird.
Yeah, so... So, I don't know. I did actually like, I don't know if I discussed this with you, but I actually did like Greatest Showman a lot.
I didn't see it
Everyone
yet.
Was talking about, like, oh, it's, you know, but, like, if you don't take it, because obviously it's not a biopic, like, it's not tell the story of,
yeah,
of P.D. Barnum at all accurately. But if you just take it as like some dude who wants to start a circus because he believes that all people are interesting or beautiful or whatever, you know, yeah. then it's like, oh, okay, cool. I feel good about this. Like, it made me feel good. The songs are really enjoyable.
I saw a thing the other day where it was like, everybody really wants to make Hugh Jackman, like, the really manly man, and he just wants to sing show tunes.
Exactly.
I was like, aw, let the man sing the show tunes. Exactly, let him really get at it.
And Michelle Williams, like, I actually...
Not that manly men can't right. sing show tunes.
No, of course. He could be a manly man who sings show tunes.
There you go. He is.
He can do both. Exactly. Exactly. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
But Michelle Williams did a great job. Like, I...
I didn't know she was in that.
Exactly. While watching the movie, I didn't realize that was Michelle Williams. I was just like, I love this wife. Who is this wife? And then afterward, I was like, oh, shit, that's Michelle Williams. Oops.
But every time I see her, I'm still like, it's Dawson's Creek. I hated her on that show, too.
Oh, no!
Her character was annoying.
But, you know, it's always like you never know who it's going to be that branches out. Like, who would have thought that Jen, when you're watching Dawson's Creek, was gonna be, like, the Oscar-nominated,
yeah.
you know, like, actress that's being in, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The star of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really...
It was weird.
I wonder what it'd be like to go back and watch Dawson's Creek, like, with that in mind. We'll see. I wonder...
You could try it. It's probably on something streaming.
I wonder what if Kevin Williamson would have changed his mind about Jen's ending, if that... Because that was one thing that did piss me off. Like, I really fucking hated that she died.
Yeah.
Spoilers, if you haven't seen Dawson's Creek!
So basically... I remember hearing that happen, but I don't think I was watching anymore by that time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I gave up.
Like, she basically dies just to further Dawson's story, and then it's like...
They like to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, oh, it was a very fitting ending for her. And it's like, was it? Was it a fitting ending for her? That doesn't sound right. It sounds...
How about you just write her off and let her live happily ever after with somebody else?
Exactly. Yeah. SMH. I heard Victoria and Abdul was horrible and racist and just bad.
I actually watched it on the plane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, it's hard because, like, literally nobody knows the story.
Right.
Because they destroyed all of the records.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason we know this at all is because he died, and then somebody, like, years later found his diary, and there was a picture that proved it was real. But they destroyed everything.
Right.
Because they didn't want to admit that, because they were horribly racist, right? Because that, like, it's the Empire. That's fucking racist as it gets, right?
Right.
That and slavery. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like, knowing that it, going into it and expecting it to be horribly racist, it did a little bit better job than I was expecting because it did portray him better than I thought it was going to.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that their relationship was sweet from what they show.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a little, you know, there's like one point where you're like, okay, but is she just like, she finds him handsome, which is why they're like, okay, well, now you have to be around, because it makes her happy. And you're like, okay, but there's, like, a huge age gap here. Are you trying to give me a love story? Because that's weird. But then all of a sudden he's like, I have a wife. And she's, like, surprised. But then she's like, why isn't she here? So she makes him go get him and bring him. Like, and I was like, huh. It's, yeah, it is, but, yeah. I think they didn't, yeah. They didn't mean to be racist,
right.
except to show how racist it was that they destroyed this entire history. But yeah, I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I literally
wasn't gonna pay to watch it, but it was like it was on the plane.
It's on the plane, so why not? Yeah, exactly. I feel like it'll be, well, there's only three, so
for makeup and hair, is what we're looking at.
Yeah, Wonder and Darkest Hour and Victoria and Abdul.
Darkest Hour is probably just gonna win because
it's. Yeah, because why not?
They made him fat, and they put lots of fat suits.
I feel like, oh, well, for costume design, I was going to say Shape of Water, but for costume design, Beauty and the Beast should win, right? Like,
oh, yeah, it really should.
Easy.
Yeah.
And
is that the only thing it got nominated for?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised, because they, didn't they write a new song?
Yes.
And that wasn't nominated. They were like, that song was shit, sorry.
Yeah, probably. Which is, you know, it came out in January, people forgot it happened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I definitely forgot it was this year. That's why I was so shocked to see it on the list. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
2017?
Kong Skull Island is on the visual effects.
Apparently.
I mean, I guess that's the only thing it had going for it.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. There you go. Comic book nomination.
I feel like Thor Ragnarok should have been on that list.
Yeah, more so than Guardians.
Meh.
Maybe if you're only doing one Marvel. I don't know about the others, but.
Yeah.
I haven't seen more from Planet of the Apes.
Spider-Man doesn't exert different, but those are the three Marvel movies last year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I really like
this. This category makes a good segue into the thing that, like, there were articles talking about why wasn't this nominated, and I was like, because it didn't deserve anything. Which was Wonder Woman. Because I feel like the only reason it had Oscar talk was DC finally made a good movie again.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one in the DCEU, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only good. It was decent. It wasn't a great movie. And, I think the only good performance, actual good performance, I think, was Chris Pine.
Yeah, I was going to say, performance-wise, it doesn't need a nomination.
Yeah, but he didn't deserve a nomination
for
it. And the visual effects, they cheaped out because they didn't think it was going to do anything, so Warner Brothers didn't give them any money.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks terrible most of the time. You can tell the visual effects are just crap.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing it maybe deserved was costume design and...
You could do hair and makeup. Like, there's only three nominees. Give it put a fourth nominee!
I think it only ever has...
Yeah, there's always... Yeah. But that doesn't make sense to me. Like, all movies still have hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, I was... Like I was telling you, if there could only be one woman, then I would put Patty instead of Greta for the movie. Just because... To, like, a woman having the responsibility of that film, and that she did, like, against, like, the studio stifling her and trying to stop her, and she still made
a good
movie.
It's a pretty amazing accomplishment, actually.
Yeah. It's so, like, I would put her on that list, but otherwise, there's not really anywhere to, like, cinematography, I don't know. I don't know that life. Yeah. And, like you said, performance-wise, not really. The screenplay falls apart in the third act.
Yes.
So...
If it hadn't been for that third act, I would say it was a great movie. Mm-hmm. But, like, that third act was so bad.
Yeah.
And I actually...
Fucking Aries ruining everything.
I know. We showed it to Matt's parents when we were in Wales. And, God, it's like, watching it again, I'm just like, this is really... It just falls apart so completely. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to watch this. It's terrible.
Aww.
Yeah.
I could have made a case for it. But it could have a case for directing. But otherwise, it doesn't need one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did love Wonder Woman, just because, like on an emotional level, like, I was like, oh, single woman, and, like, whatever, and because I love Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But, like you said, as a movie, technically speaking, it wasn't great. If there was one that was gonna be winning awards, I would say Thor Ragnarok. Like, costume design, you know, just, like...
Yeah, okay, so here's the question, then. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick only a best movie from the five comic book movies, I guess... Except that Logan's going to be the choice, right?
Right. No, who are they? Logan, done.
So, okay, let's take Logan out of there.
Okay.
But if you do Wonder Woman and then the three MCU movies.
Okay, let's see.
Would you even put Wonder Woman at the top of... So it's that, Guardians 2, Thor Ragnarok, and Homecoming.
I would put Wonder Woman second, because Thor Ragnarok was my fave, and then Wonder Woman.
Yeah, see.
And then Guardians, I didn't really like Guardians. It was...
I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Guardians 1, and Guardians 2 I didn't like as much. I felt like, for whatever reason.
I still really like it.
Yeah, so, and then I liked the Peter Parker parts of the Spider-Man Homecoming a lot, and then I didn't like the
Spider-Man versus, agreed.
So yeah, so I'd
put
it,
out of those four films, you wouldn't even make it, so then why would it...
Exactly.
It's only because it's a woman, and it's like, that's not... Mm-hmm. We want representation, we want... But still, if it's not as good a quality, it's not as good a quality.
Right.
That's...
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
If that third act hadn't sucked, maybe then we would be having a different conversation.
Right, if third act did not fall apart, then I would probably put it above Thor Ragnarok just because it's Wonder Woman and that matters to me, whereas Thor does not matter to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, Taika Waititi made Thor something awesome.
Especially when you compare it to the other
Thor which movies. Thor has no right to be. So, so Taika Waititi also deserves some. He, like, you could have put him on the directing list instead of someone. Paul Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson. The one thing I,
because
somebody was like, well, what would it have deserved in that? So that's when I was like, well, maybe costume, maybe productions, like set design.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Because I was like, the one thing I feel like they might want to start introducing, like, another category, not that we need any more fucking categories, because there's a lot, but... Honestly, you've got enough action films, fight scene.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like,
best
stunt, because you have to work on stunts and choreography. Like, those people
deserve some shit. You could just make it
shit.
Choreography, and it could be if there's a big dance sequence, that counts for it.
Right.
But you make choreography.
Because, like, people work hard on that shit, and there's nothing more than that.
So there you go. Give the choreographers their due.
But whatever.
Yeah.
All right, well, you could submit that.
Yeah. There you go. Let's write in our paper ballots suggesting a nude category, and we'll make the telecast about 8 hours longer.
Yeah,
because it's not long enough already.
All
right. Well, we actually talked about that way longer than I thought we were going to.
We really went. We went in.
So I don't think we're gonna talk about the TCAs or anything else because I think that's enough.
Yeah. All right. No, but just be like you're a welcome back to ourselves.
Yes, we're back. We'll be doing this more.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's cat is creepily staring at us right now. I think he wants us to finish so he can have his room back because we're sitting on his couch.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Giddy. All right, well, thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week with, you know, among other things, our MCU rewatch. Woohoo!
Yes.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.